when you think of the Kennedy dynasty,
yes,
what's the first thing that comes to mind?
JFK, Jackie O,
RFK,
mm-hmm.
You know, an American love story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The political family of the United States.
Rose up from the bottom,
mm-hmm.
took charge of the country.
You get a lot of romantic feelings.
Oh, yeah.
And still, to this day, Kennedy ranks up there with, like, Abraham Lincoln and George Washington as one of the most influential leaders of this country. But there's a lot of skeletons in the closet of anybody with the last name of Kennedy. And I don't think a lot of people realize how many skeletons there are. We've got an author on the line. His name is Chuck Helpe. He's written a book called Kennedy Must Be Killed. Chuck, welcome to the program today.
Hey, DeLuca. Thanks for having me.
I have to say, the title of the book is enough to make me want to pick up and just start reading. Kennedy Must Be Killed. Explain the title.
Well, it is designed to provoke a conversation in the minds of the reader about how hard it is to solve a murder without knowing what the motive was behind the murder. And we felt that Kennedy Must Be Killed would be a good way of grabbing a potential reader's attention as to what that motive might actually have been.
Well, you mentioned murder. Are you speaking of the assassination of John F. Kennedy in 1963?
Yes. Yes, the book is primarily about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, but it's told through the voice of a character by the name of Patrick McCarthy. It's a piece of historical fiction. It's fact-based fiction, and it has about 125,000 pages of research to back up the storyline. But it gets into a whole story about the Kennedys that most people had never known, didn't even know existed, and really reveals that the problems that the country was facing in the 1960s were, to a great part, brought on by some of the mistakes that a young and inexperienced president made in his early years in office.
First of those mistakes that comes to mind would be the Bay of Pigs invasion, which I believe happened, 5 months after Kennedy took office?
About 3 months after, April of '61.
Okay, and How did that possibly set him up for being assassinated?
Well, he had gone into office as kind of a lightweight. John Kennedy was not highly regarded in Washington as being a particularly effective senator, and he actually beat out two other men that were far more qualified, which was Richard Nixon and Lyndon Johnson. He kind of got into the White House as a result of a tainted election, and once he got into the White House, he was following a very popular president, General Eisenhower. The Bay of Pigs invasion had been crafted under Eisenhower by the CIA to try to rid the Cuban island of a growing communist menace. And JFK decided, well, I really didn't like what the Pentagon had drawn up, so he started meddling in the plans right off the bat, moved the invasion from a site that was picked near the Escobre Mountains and moved it 80 miles further down the coast to a swamp that became infamously known as the Bay of Pigs.
Now, from what I understand of Kennedy, you mentioned he was a senator first from Massachusetts.
Correct.
And from what I've seen and read about Kennedy in his years in the Senate, was he was more concerned about drinking, partying, and sleeping with multiple women than he was the actual business of the country.
Yeah, he was probably more Hugh Hefner than even Hugh Hefner was.
And so then he becomes president, and obviously the most powerful man on the face of the earth, and he decides that he's just going to go start meddling in business that's been decided before he even took office from very qualified individuals like General Eisenhower.
General Eisenhower, Alan Dulles, and the CIA, the Pentagon was extremely unhappy with John Kennedy's election because John Kennedy was a manufactured war hero. We all know the story about PT-109 and
yes,
how brave he was, but most people don't understand that there was only one PT boat sunk in the entire war by the enemy without a shot being fired, and that was John Kennedy. So he was essentially run over by a Japanese destroyer that other PT boats saw coming more than a mile away, and yet the boat managed to completely run over one of the most maneuverable attack vehicles in the U.S. Navy. So he almost got court-martialed for what he had done, and only intervention by his father saved his butt from being kicked out of the Navy.
People don't seem to understand the sins of the father. Joseph Patrick Kennedy was not the most upstanding citizen. In fact, I believe most of the Kennedy fortune was made rum-running during Prohibition. Is that correct?
That is correct. In fact, a lot of it took place right here around the Detroit area. He got in trouble with the Purple Gang in Detroit for trying to run whiskey across the border from Canada into the United States, and they put out a contract on Joe Kennedy's head that only the intervention of the Chicago mob got rescinded.
So Joseph Kennedy, the father of JFK and RFK, was in bed with the Chicago Mafia, like Al Capone.
Deeply. In fact, the Chicago mob intervened twice to save Joe Kennedy's life from hits put on by other factions within the mafia throughout the United States.
Wow.
And the mafia played a pivotal role, along with Joseph Kennedy, in getting his son elected president, correct?
Yes, they did. There's indications that they did help stuff the ballot boxes in Chicago with a lot of votes from people that were either dead, non-existent, or in jail at the time.
So JFK stole the presidency.
Essentially, yes.
And we revere this guy. I mean, why do you think that there is such a wide difference between how people perceive the Kennedys and the Kennedy brothers and the actual truth of how they were as people?
Well, I think a lot of it goes back to just the tragedy of his assassination, DeLuca. Here's a man who, as you stated a little bit earlier, was widely admired in the media for just how charismatic and photogenic he and his family were.
He was a rock star. He was a rock star.
He really was a rock star. But unfortunately, what we saw on the surface bore no resemblance to what was going on behind the scenes. Jackie was probably one of the most abused wives in the nation, if not the world at the time, for what she put up with in terms of Jack's infidelity. I mean, we're talking serial infidelity. If you thought Tiger Woods and what he did to his wife was bad, you cannot believe what Jack subjected Jackie to during their marriage. It was just horrific.
When did Jack marry Jackie?
Oh, I think it was 1954.
So well before he assumed the presidency.
Oh, yeah.
And I assume that during all of his years in the Senate, was he cheating on Jackie the whole time?
Oh, he was cheating on Jackie the whole time. As a matter of fact, I have one little story in the book about how my character is sitting in the church watching the marriage, and as JFK turns away from the altar after having said his vows, he slips his wedding ring off of his hand and tucks it in his pocket. And if you'd like to go to the web and take a look at any of JFK's wedding pictures with Jackie, you'll quite clearly see that he's not wearing a wedding ring in
any of
the photos.
He didn't wear his ring on his wedding day.
Took it off as he turned away from the altar.
Whoa. Well, because, you know, women are all horny at wedding receptions. And
might get lucky with one of the guests.
He had to line something up for later in the evening. So I could talk to you for hours, but we don't have much time on the phone today. Let me ask you the big question that everybody's had. Who killed Kennedy? Was it Lee Harvey Oswald?
No, it was not Lee Harvey Oswald. If you take a look at my website, Kennedy Must Be Killed, you'll see a lot of information concerning how the military was concerned about national security and how Jack was screwing that up, and how Lyndon Johnson was in tremendous trouble with the federal government and was possibly going to jail, and how he needed to assume the presidency to avoid imprisonment. So,
what?
Yeah.
Wait a second. So Lyndon Johnson was going to jail. The vice president of the United States.
Yes, Lyndon Johnson was heavily tied into the scandals involving Billy Celestis and Bobby Baker, who were two of his closest associates. They were being prosecuted by the government at the time. Bobby Baker was running a house of prostitution in Washington, D.C., catering to senators and congressmen. Billy Celestis was stealing money from the government with fake fertilizer contracts, and lots of that money was being funneled right back to LBJ. So if they convicted Celestis and Baker, they were going to also go after Johnson, and Johnson and the Kennedys knew it, and they were prepared to remove him from the ticket in 1964. And Johnson knew that his only chance of staying out of jail was to remove Jack from the presidency.
So the military-industrial complex met behind closed doors and decided that Kennedy was going to screw everything up, and they felt that they could trust LBJ to do a better job, so they brought him in on it. So what you're trying to tell us here is you believe JFK was assassinated by the CIA.
CIA in conjunction with Texas oil money and other organized crime elements, yes.
So Lee Harvey Oswald was...
Was the patsy.
Was an innocent victim.
Correct. And actually, my character, Patrick McCarthy, arrives in Washington, D.C. in post-war 46, who really wanted to be a patriot and really serve his country in the best way possible. But because of his patriotism and his dedication, he is twisted by the conspirators in a rather unusual twist of fate to end up in Dealey Plaza with a rifle in his hand and President John F. Kennedy in his crosshairs on November 22nd of 63. So Patrick actually becomes that long-rumored gunman on the grassy knoll.
It's very interesting. And then I necessarily go into it with this because this book is mostly about Jack, but is there a historical overflow of all these events that came back to the assassination of his brother, Robert?
Yes, it's all tied in through that, too, because Robert was really taken out, and so was Martin Luther King by some of the same elements that planned the JFK assassination. There was a thread running through the country at the time that felt that the country was just headed in the wrong direction, and the Kennedys were a major problem. The unrest regarding civil rights in the South also brought Martin Luther King into the crosshairs of the conspirators.
So these are a whole bunch of people that we've mourned as martyrs that were actually martyred by our own federal government.
Elements of our government and elements of organized crime and Texas politics.
The dark sunglasses. Texas, why do you keep mentioning Texas? What role does Texas have in all of this? Oil money?
Texas oil money has a lot to play with this. Texas oil money, Texas business, and organized crime were heavily entwined in the 1950s and 60s. In fact, it's almost impossible to separate Texas politics from organized crime during that period.
So the question that I have is, how did Teddy survive? Was he sat down and given a talking to by these people, Ted Kennedy?
Well, you just hit on another interesting thread from the book, because one of the things that precipitated the assassination was the revelation by Jack that he was going to dump LBJ from the ticket in 64. And he told a friend of his, Senator George Smathers, that he was going to have to get rid of LBJ in 64. Smathers went back, told his secretary. His secretary happened to be a roommate of the secretary to Bobby Baker. So when Kennedy tells Smathers, Smathers tells his secretary, she tells her roommate, roommate tells Baker, Baker tells LBJ. The whole plot goes into hyper gear. But the interesting thing that I found in the research, DeLuca, was the name of Smathers' secretary. It was Mary Jo Kopechne.
Ted Kennedy, the chick in Chappaquiddick.
Very mysteriously in the backseat of Teddy's
so
car.
So all of these people have been connected for a whole bunch of years.
Yep.
And then, real quick, Marilyn Monroe, what did she have to do with this?
Marilyn was killed by the mob in order to try to scandalize the Kennedys so badly that they would have been forced to resign.
So the Kennedys pissed off the mob then, too, eventually.
Yes. Yeah, Bobby had gone off after the mob extremely aggressively as Attorney General under John Kennedy.
Yes.
And the mob didn't like that. They felt that Joe Kennedy made a promise to them that Jack was going to be responsible to their needs and demands, when actually he double-crossed them.
Wow, so these kids assume office and just start screwing everything up.
They did.
For everybody, yeah.
Screwing Marilyn, they were also screwing with the mob. And the mob decided that the best way to get rid of the Kennedys would be to embarrass them in an extramarital scandal that would cause them to have to both resign. But Marilyn's death was covered up by Peter Lawford and friends of Robert Kennedy. Peter Lawford was actually... the person that introduced Marilyn to Jack, and Peter was Bobby Kennedy and Jack Kennedy's brother-in-law. Peter was married to one of Jack's sisters.
From the Rat Pack, of course. They all palled around with Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Sinatra. And Sinatra's been known to be mob-connected forever.
Yeah, you're going to love it because these are all characters in the book. You're going to see how the Rat Pack interacted with Kennedy, some of the things they did to help help him with a lot of his extramarital affairs in Hollywood, because Jack really blazed a trail through the women of Hollywood.
Everybody. He was sleeping with everybody.
Everybody. I couldn't find anyone that he missed.
Wow. Well, Chuck, thank you so much. The book Kennedy Must Be Killed, available everywhere, Borders, Amazon. What's your website?
KennedyMustBeKilled.com. DeLuca, there's a whole bunch of information as well as a huge bibliography for the research that I did and lots of these little facts and tidbits along with a two-minute Hollywood trailer are available as a video on the site. So I think your listeners would enjoy checking it out. There's a lot there that will really interest them.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Chuck. Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, thanks, DeLuca. Appreciate it.